You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
There's a word that keeps on coming, and that's basically the topic here, and the word is called slave. Everybody say slave.
Slave.
What is a slave? What is it? What does it mean when a person is slave during the time of the Roman Empire? Well, a person is slave, consider a slave, if, all right, a person has been a prisoner of war, or maybe there was something that happened during war and you became a survivor. Guess what? Automatically, you become not a survivor, but a slave. During the time of famine, when poor people sold themselves on the marketplaces, they become slaves. Slaves is common during the time of the Roman Empire. In fact, during their time, there are three classes of people. The first one is called the citizens. All right. The second one is the free people. And the third one, they called slaves. In fact, 25% of the workforce of the whole of Romans considered themselves as slaves. And I tell you, when a person is slaves, guess what? It was so difficult. It was basically, you'll be seared like animals. And his master would own you, rule you like a remote control. You do not have any choice. You don't have any right. Whatever your master would tell you to do, you just say yes and you'll bow down. That's what a slave is. In fact, you would notice if and ask a question, what about us? Are there slaves here nowadays? Actually, there are millions of slaves. There are lots of people who goes into human trafficking. And young people, you'll not see them. And they've been kidnapped. And they've been sold out to foreigners, okay, because of prostitution. And there are people who does human trafficking. People are still slaves. Imagine just our country alone. We have 250,000 women, ladies, being human trafficked, and they are slaves. What is a slave? The Greek word for slave is called doulos. Everybody say doulos. Which means a bond servant, an attendant, one who gives himself up to another's will. In fact, I just like to say this. Magkaiba ho yung slave sa katulong. Ang mga kasambahay po natin sa sarili natin ba, hindi ho sila slave. Kasi ang slave, wala silang choice. Meron ho tayo kasambahay na kasama para tulungan tayo sa mga gawain bahay na we give them salary just for that. But beyond that, they could make their decisions. And I hope we treat our kasambahay not as a slave, but as a person. Because they have their own right, they have dignity, and they are future as well. That one day, they're all gonna come here and bow down to Jesus. Why? If masters would know how to treat their kasambahay, I believe they're all going to be saved. And that's our goal. Even our own kasambahay. You know, she started coming into church, opening the Bible, reading daily bread. All right? It's such a breakthrough. And we give them the right salary according to law. All right? And so I hope you do treat your kasambahay likewise. All right? The right treatment, not as slaves. In Romans chapter 6, verse 16, give us a definition of what being slave to sin. Sabi po rito, don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him, all right, let me point it out, you offer yourselves to someone to obey him, that is what slave is meant. You are slaves to the one whom you obey. All right, importante po na maintindihan natin to na hindi kailangan isang tao. You could be slave to anything. You could be slave to Facebook. Alright? The whole time you're doing Facebook. Even though you call that generation, the Facebook generation, the screen nurse or screen generation, even then, I hope you're not slave to Facebook. Alright? Some of you are slave to Dota. Alright? Until today, you're slave to that kind of game. And nothing's wrong with getting involved with games, but for you to take the whole day playing, how many of you know that is not right? You're a slave to whom you obey. What else? You could be slave to MTV, a certain music, a certain fan, a certain fashion. And I hope it's an eye-opener for some of you why you could be slave to anyone as well. You could be slave to your girlfriend, who's very demanding, your boyfriend. All right, you could be slave to your husband who could batter you. You could be slave to a boss or whatever he tells you. All you need to do is say, yes, you're a yes person. You should never be a yes person. Can you say amen to that? But you could be slave to someone whom you obey. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 19 says, for a man is a slave to whatever has mastered him. All right? And it is so important for us to know what the word master, ano ba yung word master to do, that we keep on doing, that we can't change. It's a habitual pattern of lifestyle and certain beliefs in our minds and our own action. Well, we are master to it, and therefore you are slaves. We were slaves to sin, the Bible says. We were slaves to sin. Did you hear what I just said? But some of you here, you're still slave to your own sin. Question is, why? Why are you slave to an area, a specific kind of sin? Pakita natin yung sinimula ni lolo ng lolo ko na pinasa sa lolo ko na ang tatay ko meron, na ako ganun din. Nakita ko yung mga pinsan ko, si uncle, at yung mga iba pa, pareho kami. Guess what? You're mastered to that kind of sin. You know, sometimes it's also good to know your family tree. It's also good to know, all right, who are the real Constantinos, what they struggled with, the kind of sin pattern, that the reason why we were born like this, because may pinagmilan po yun eh. And ganun din po yung kasalanan. If it's still ongoing and it has mastered you, well, here's the point. You're slave to sin. But question is, why? Well, here's why in verse 12. Sabi po rito sa verse 12. Verse 12. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Why people are slave to their sin? Guess what? Because sin is reigning and ruling your mortal body so that you obey what you desire. Whatever that desire is. How did sin start? Well, it's lust of the eyes. It's lust of the flesh. You're drawn to that kind of desire, your urges, that cause you to give in to that particular kind of sin. And the reason why people are slave to their sin is simply because sin is reigning and ruling in your own life. Are you here with me? Sabi po sa verse 13 also, why we're slaves to sin, simply because the Bible says, do not offer parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness. But it's the other way around. The reason why people are slaves to sin, because we offer our bodies as instrument of wickedness. Alam natin, mali. Pero ginagawa pa rin natin. Alam mo, pag ginawa mo yon, aya ka na naman, makokondemn ka na naman. Magigilty na naman tayo. Mahihiya na naman tayo. Hindi na naman tayo magpapakita kay God. Yun po ginagawa na kasalanan. Kasi nga, slave tayo because bottom line is you offer yourself to that particular sin. Instrument of wickedness. Verse 14, sabi rin po rito, for sin shall not be your master. Then why people are slaves to sin? Because sin is their what? Master. Asan na ba yung master natin dyan? Alright? Sin has been their master. Alright? Hindi pa kayo, behes, bis muna kayo. Sige, habang ano ko. Alright. Guess what? I hope this will be an open door, because really what stops you from becoming the person that God has called you to be, harap kayo sa akin. Okay, please harap po kayo sa akin. Okay, huwag yung mga extra lang yan. No, kaya po yung lead actor. Alright. It's simply because God wants you to have that breakthrough. He wants you to thrive, and you will not thrive, my friends. Whether you're talking about being a Christian or being a person who you are, if you don't understand what kept you being slaves. Naintindihan po ba natin? Ano nga ba uyuli number one? Bakit ba tayo slave? Dahil sin is reigning in our own life. He's ruling. Secondly, we offer our bodies as instruments of wickedness. Hindi natin mapigilan. We automatically offer. Ano yung main pangatlo? Sin is our master. Kung ano ba sabihin ng kasalanan? Okay, hindi mo kailangan buyuin. Hindi mo kailangan itemp. Gagawa't gagawa ng kasalanan yan. Bakit? Kasi dati, nag-start yan, pasilip-silip lang. Silip lang yan. Silip lang yan. Medyo 5 minutes. Naging 30 minutes. Hindi na 1 hour. Ngayon, hindi na. Hindi na 1 hour. Siya mismo, ginagawa na niya. Problema, he keeps on doing it, and right now, he can't get out. Why is that? Because sin is our master. Are you here with me? Can you stand up, my friend? Just like this guy, all right, just like this guy, this is what sin does. All right? Ako yung director. Ako yung, all right. All right? The Bible says, sin is reigning. Sin is present. All right? Not only that, the reason why he has this, because he offered his body to sin, instrument of wickedness. And since sin is the master, whatever he does, he would lead him here. All right? Kahit saka pumunta, kahit saka pumunta. Yan. Hilahin mo. Sin. Sin ka eh. Sin, sin, sin. Kahit ano sabihin niya, kahit saan siya magpunta, dala-dala siya ng kasalanan. Bakit? Kasi nga, slave na siya. It all started with small beginnings, and yet, he's bounded by sin. Think about that. And I want to say this. There's sin in your lives that right now, ruling and reigning in you. Maybe it's money. When it talks about money, you're not on your own self. You forgot your Christianity. You forgot your values. You forgot what you've read your Bible this morning. You forgot what we're saying here in church. Some of you here, when it comes to relationship with the opposite sex, it's ungodly. It's wicked. It has become immorality. Why? Because whatever sin does, you go along. Okay, whatever sin does, I'm the master. I call the shots. There's no struggle. Do you get a point? Thank you. I'm not done with you yet. All right? But loosen this. Later on, you may take your seat. Can we give them a big round of applause? Sabi po na Bible, we can no longer be slaves to sin. Are you here with me? That's what the Word of God says. Paul was emphasizing a point here. And how do we do this? Let's check in what verse 13 says. Okay? It says, "Or do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instrument of wickedness, but rather," let's read it all together, "offer yourselves to whom? Offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instrument of righteousness." But the question is, Pastor Mark, wait a minute. I want to fully understand this. You mean to say if I offer myself to God, then I will never be in sin? If I offer myself, I do this, offer myself? You mean to say sin will no longer be a master in my life? Well, here's the point. We can offer ourselves to God. You know why? Here's the very reason why. That is not the imperative here. That is not the main conclusion here. Not just offering, but you better understand what offer means. In fact, let me read what the word offer means. It means to stand beside a person at his disposal. In other words, I want to let you know this. You are not alone in your Christianity. Don't you ever say, eh, ako lang mag-isa, wala akong kasalanan, bumigay ako kasi walang nagre-remind sa akin, wala akong accountability. Excuse me? Si Lord yon. To stand beside a person at his disposal, it's just like saying, Lord, you're my Lord, you're my master, and I'm at your disposal. Whatever you say, you're my master, even I don't feel like doing it, but since you are my Lord, Lord Jesus, I'll do it. Then I offer myself to you. In other words, there is to yield or offer oneself like a sacrifice to service. Actually, the word there is to give up your right. The reason why you still give into your sin, because you know you have the right. I still have the right for the feeling. Ang sarap kasi, pare. Pag tinikman ko to, pare, bigay na bigay eh. That's what... If you know it's wrong, why would you give in? Dahil sarap? And that's a problem. It's not sin, but it's the pleasure. It's the pleasure of sin. Are you here? Are you getting this? But going back to my point, that's what it is. The Bible says we can no longer be slaves to sin, but to righteousness. Why? Question. Why can we offer ourselves now to God? Bakit natin na-offer sarili natin kay God? Kasi ito. Bakit? Verse 14, verse 15 says, for sin shall not be your master because you are not under law. But you are under what?
Grace.
We can offer ourselves to God because hindi na tayo under law, but under grace. Sabi nga rito, what then shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. All the more, kaya grace. We got to say no. I want to point out something in Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. Sabi po ng Bible, you are trying to be justified by law, have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from your grace. We have list of do's and don'ts. In fact, parati natin sinasabi, alam mo, pag Kristiyano, dapat ganito. Alam mo, dapat ganyan ka, hindi mo ginagawa yan. Ito, ganito, ganyan, ganyan. Eh, pero ginagawa mo naman yung hindi dapat gawin. Hello? Am I right? Kung mismo sinabi sa atin, nakikita ng mga anak natin, tayo mga parents, ginagawa rin natin. Uy, wala naman nakakita sa akin. Ginawa mo pa rin. Bakit? Kasi nga, we focus ourselves on the law. And guess what? Since we're trying to justify ourselves with our own strength, trying to overcome the rules and regulations, the laws, guess what? There's no power. We alienate ourselves to Christ because you're doing it on your own strength and not to God. And because of that, you've fallen away from grace. Kaya hindi, walang victory eh. Kaya ngayon, nagyoyosi ka pa rin, pare. Hindi naman masama, wala naman sa Bible yun eh. Right? But the Bible says your body's a temple of the Holy Spirit. God lives in you. I don't argue about what the Word of God says. Pakita mo sa akin kung may scripture na yosi dyan. Pakita mo, may beer meron, pare. I just want to say that. Immorality meron. Lust meron. Jealousy meron. Hatred meron. Unforgiveness meron. Direktahan yan. But the point is, we can't get out because you're trying not to do it. That's the whole point. That's our default. You cannot do it by your own self. Guess what? Because of that, you've fallen away from your grace. Why can we offer ourselves to God? Listen, simply because of God's grace. Everybody say God's grace. Because of His grace, God accepts you as who you are. And because He accepts you, you're not perfect. You're so imperfect. You cannot do it on your own thing. God knows exactly what's going on. That's why we got to train ourselves to live and be slaves to righteousness by God's grace. Titus chapter 2, verse verse 11 to 12. Sabi po ng Bible, for the grace of God that brings what? Salvation. Okay, I just want to point out, remember just what I talked about last Sunday? Diba? It's by the grace of God that you're saved. Apart from God's grace, you can't be saved. Not by, am I gonna be saved? By going to a procession that even though there's an alarm, there's a, you know, information that it's going to be bombed by terrorists, people would still flock in there. Why? Because they're so devout that they thought, listen, that could bring salvation by going there. Listen, it's not. It's just the grace of God. The same grace that caused us to be saved is the same grace, verse 12, it teaches us to say no to ungodliness, worldly passions, and for us to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives in this present age. Sabi nila, itong mundo daw ito, pinakamasama, eh, so what? I don't buy it. All I know is what the Word of God says. The grace of God can teach me, helps me to say no. The power of God helps me to say no to worldly passions. Help me to say no to what? Ungodliness. Think about it. It helps you to live upright, holy lives. Kaya nga dati, pare, problema mo rin eh. Nag-yossi ako dati. Nag-immorality ko. Ano ako? Basketball player ako eh. Yung chick lang. Pare, pag party, ano? Urasan lang. In 5 minutes, kuha ko na. That's the way it was. But the Lord delivered us. The Lord helped us by His grace. Are you getting the point here? It is so important. Galatians 2:21 says, I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. That's what religions will tell you. This is the way. Kailangan gawin mo to. Kailangan magkumpisal ka. Kailangan. Ito. Eh, ba't pa na binigay si Jesus? Or else, if that's the whole point, Christ died for nothing. Maski magsimba ka pa every day of your life. Magfast ka more than 40 days. Gawin mo 60 days. Talagang talo mo pa si Jesus. I'm telling you, it's not gonna work because everything has to be done by His grace. Can you say amen? Because of God's grace. In my transition to my point number 2, verse 17 to 18. Sabi po ng Bible, but thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. Verse 18, you have been set free from sin and what? Have become? You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. Guess what? You don't have to cross over because Jesus did it for you. That was why the Bible says, but thanks be to God. In fact, verse 22 says, but now that you have been set free from sin and have become what? Slaves to God. Now you have been set free from sin. And you got to hear this. The grace of God is present today. And He wants to set you free. Are you here with me? Jesus did it right there on the cross. Recently, I remember watching last year that during those times I said, Lord, do something. I said to myself, that guy will be saved. After that event, I said, that guy is going to be saved. When most of the people watching you try to boo you, it was humiliating, humbling. And for some reason, when he was there in the States, he was looking for a man. All of a sudden, he get connected to one of our pastors. And he started to have Bible study. And recently, he gave a message and says, I received the Lord as my Savior. In fact, the word Christian is having Christ. Take out the word Christ. I-A-N stands for I am nothing. And he started to sell yung mga mga topada niya, mga sabong, talagang, bro, pinagbenta niya na. Sabi nung mga tao doon sa 10 a.m. service, ah, pinagbenta niya, sayang. Okay, sayang. Hindi na ako magbababae, ganyan, ganyan. Manny Pacquiao, or I got saved. Really. And I want to say this. I'm still going to pray for him. All right? Let's not rejoice. Yeah, we thank God, but let's not rejoice. Because he is like any of us who come here in front on a Sunday crying in tears. Question is, until when? In 5 years from now, would he still be here? Would he still serve? He would still be with God. I believe in the grace of God. But I don't want to make a comment. He's just like one of us. And some people would come here ending up crying. The moment that they get out of the church, guess what? They're worse sinners. My prayer is that guy would be discipled. That guy would be part of a group. You know what I'm saying? For him to thrive, he has to be part. And it's by the grace of God. Can you say amen? But more than him, I'd like to say, there is this guy who was born in the Philippines. And today I want to say this. Sorry for LeBron James. Sorry for Tiger Woods. Sorry for all those famous idols and icons in the sports world in America. But this guy is the number one famous athlete today in America. And his name is Tim Tebow. He was born here in the Philippines. All right? And he led the Broncos, all right, to certain number of games winning. Crucial because he was a quarterback. But apparently they lost. And here's the interesting thing. Whether he win or lose, guess what? He will give God the glory. He will knelt before God. And thank God, there was what you call Tebowing right now. A lot of people are doing. Why? Because he humbled himself. When I don't know the guy, but the first time I saw him on YouTube, I said, humble nito. Hindi mo kang athlete. Hindi mayabang eh. Hindi namin katulad. Mukha pang pastor eh. Sa akin. Grabe. Really, the guy is so humble that he's a disciple. And he would say this. He would visit the Philippines every year. Because this is his roots. And right now, he's the most famous sports figure of all time. Surpassing all those great sportsmen in our generation, including Michael Jordan. Think about that. God is exalting people who humble themselves. Why is that? Because, listen to this. Here's what the Word of God says. Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Are you here with me? Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Going back to this. Two guys working around who loves each other. Come on here. All right. Come on now. Guess what? This guy can make it. He can get out. Whatever sin does, he would just follow. Slave nga eh. And some of you are, your lives, some of the areas of your life are still like this. Guess what? Somebody get into the picture, all right, who's perfect. He was a man like us that you can trust him. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, it is for your freedom that Christ set us free. Guess what? On the cross, guess what he did? He crucified sin in his life. He breaks sin in his life. He break it like this. Ah, say ah, ah, all right, ah. Ah. He went down, but ah. He went down, ah, ah. Just keep ah, all right. Sin no longer master. Sorry for the wife, all right. Guess what Jesus did? He set this guy free. All right? Whatever sin problem, ikot ka, arts. Hindi ka arts. Hindi ka yan. Napaka. Okay, sin. Kupin nito lang natin. O yan. And let him loose. Why? Because it is for your freedom that Christ has set you free. Some of you need to understand this. It is real. The most powerful act that God has done on the cross. John chapter 8 verse 36 says, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Don't have time anymore. But I want you to understand, it's not because of your offering yourselves that caused you to have victory. It has nothing to do based on human effort, human strength, religious workings. But it has something to do what Christ has done for us on the cross. In other words, it is through Christ that we can thrive to righteousness and holiness so we can offer our lives to Him. Let's read it all together. 1, 2, 3, go. Folks, listen. It is not through your human effort. It's not the longer you pray. It's not 12 chapters a day. Thank God for that. That follows when you encounter Christ, because it is through Christ that we can all thrive to righteousness and holiness so we can offer our lives to God. Do you get a difference? Hindi yung i-offer natin sarili natin, magkakaroon ako ng victory. Hindi, ginawa na ni Lord para sa'yo. Through Christ nga eh. Okay, that we can all thrive. Everything boils down to Christ. That's why, because of what He has done. Now, Lord, I can yield. I can surrender. But right now, you can set me free because I'm yielding yourself. You have done it on the cross because you're the only one who will set me free, the person of Christ. Not religious jargons, but Christ Himself. Can you say amen to that? Amen. The Bible says, John chapter 8, verse 34, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, if everyone who sins is a what? Slave to sin. Isang kasalanan lang actually. Continues. It's a slave to sin. Verse 35 says, now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. Verse 34. So if the son sets you free, what does it say? You will be free indeed. Has the son set you free? Are there areas in your life that you need the grace of God to come? Are there areas in your life that you can ask Jesus, Lord, it's been 2012, enough is enough. I just need you, Lord. I need you to cut this. I need you to set me free. Whatever that is, I want to assure you, He's the only one who can help you overcome and be set free. He will deliver you from all your struggles and sin that's reigning in your life. Can you say amen? Amen. Can we just bow our heads right now and close our eyes? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just this moment, would you examine your heart? Would you examine your soul? I believe the Lord is here. I believe the Holy Spirit is zooming some areas in your life that He wants, because He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. It's not by human effort. Maski sabihin mo, next week na lang, Lord, gagawin ko na to ulit. Lord, pagpa-fast ko, it's not gonna happen. Because it will take Jesus to do it for you. It's through Christ. But the reason why there's grace today, we cannot set aside the grace of God, or else, if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. While every heads are bowed down and eyes closed, and the Lord is showing that to you. Now, because of what Christ has done, His grace, His freedom in your life, would you offer yourself to Him? Would you offer that area in your life that you have a hard time, struggle with sin? Because I believe the Lord is here, not just to forgive you, but to set you free. If you're that person that you're asking God, Lord, by grace, I need your grace today. I need your grace, Lord. I can take it. Lord, you know what's going on, but I can't take it. Lord, today I'm humbling myself. I ask your grace. I want to pray for the grace of God to come upon you today. Would you lift up your hands if that's you? If the Lord is showing some areas, just lift up your hands. I want to pray for the grace of God, because it's by His grace. It's by His grace that you'll overcome. Lift up your hands. Father, I'm asking you right now, with hands are lifted up, my brothers and my sister, Lord, I pray that you would release your grace right here, right now, that they will trust you, Lord, not on their human efforts, but of what Christ has done on the cross, the finished work of Christ, when you have given your life to us. Father, I'm asking right now, let the grace of God permeate, that you said by the grace of God, we could say no to any ungodliness and worldly passions, but enable us to live, Lord God, pure, holy, self-controlled, upright in this time, God. And I just pray that you will let your grace come upon them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Put your hands down. If you're here and you know that you need to be set free, there's a specific areas in your life that needs to yield or surrender or offer. And God is saying, I want to deliver you. Just like what you've seen here in front. God wants to cut that. God wants to deliver you and break that chain that you've been enslaved for many years. If that's you, would you lift up your hands? I want to pray for you right now. If you're saying, that's me, yes, I acknowledge. I have this. I want to humble myself. Thank you, Lord. Father, I'm asking right now, while every heads are bowed down, and this people who's raising their hands, who's acknowledging, Lord, you know that they can trust you. And even as they trust you today, Lord, as they repent, I pray that you will cut and break those chains that they, Lord God, giving in to whatever that sin is. I just pray, Father God, for breakthrough to come in the name of Jesus. Father, we say thank you, Lord God, for their lives. Lord, I pray that their lives will never be the same again.